Hey, thank you, Basil. Good morning, Milsey. Tornadoes ripped across Tennessee early this morning, killing at least 22 people, injuring dozens.
There it is! Go! Inside! Up!
It was still dark with lightning flashes as the tornadoes brought gusts of up to 250 kilometers per hour. One of the twisters caused severe damage across downtown Nashville, destroying the stained glass in a historic church and leaving hundreds of people homeless.
We just got back from downtown, got to our hotel, and the roof from the other building right next to us was blown off, hitting our roof or our wall and windows, and yeah, it was pretty scary.
You're inside, it was one thing, but to walk out here now and see everything, it's bad.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee.
It is heartbreaking. We have had loss of life all across the state.
Power is out to tens of thousands. WTVF-TV reporter Chris Coffey out surveying the damage.
There are a number of landmarks that are just recognizable fixtures in the city of Nashville that have been destroyed. Music venues, restaurants. We've seen people who have been standing on street corners in their pajamas holding their dogs because they were asleep when the storms rolled through in the middle of the night. Apartment complexes have been devastated. Folks are seeking shelter in one of the farmers markets here.
Wow, sounds really bad. Will the president be visiting Tennessee?
He will, Milsey.
I'll be going there on Friday. Our hearts are full of sorrow for the lives that were lost.
Again, the death toll there in Tennessee, currently 22. Schools, courts, transit lines, an airport, and even the state capitol closed. And Milsey and Basil, some damaged polling stations had to be moved only hours before the Super Tuesday voting began.